Hello and welcome to another episode of the E-commerce Coffee Break podcast. Today it's a solo episode, so it's just me. I don't have a guest today on the show. And I want to talk about podcasting. Now, you're obviously listening to a podcast, so why would I talk about podcasting? I have done a podcaster meetup the other week here in Buenos Aires in Argentina. And we were a bunch of podcasters coming from all walks of life. And we're talking about how they use podcasting in their business, or if the podcast itself is a business. Now, an interesting fact came up that one of the podcasters there was the podcast host for a couple of years for Lego, the toy company. So I was wondering how a toy company, Lego Bricks, can facilitate a podcast in their business. This brought me on the idea to talk about this in this episode. So how can you use a podcast if you're running a e-commerce business on Shopify? So if you have a direct-to-customer business, a B2B business, how might a podcast and why might a podcast be a marketing channel that you want to look into? Now, first of all, podcasts are relatively low numbers. Compared to other marketing channels. So apparently there's about 4 point something million podcasts out in the world. That includes literally every podcast, every language worldwide, every topic. But only 10% apparently are live. Means 90% of the podcast have suffered something that's called pod fade. So basically they started, and it has been shown that as an average, after 7 episodes of the podcast, it just dies out. So people are running out of motivation, running out of content, different reasons why they stop podcasting. So 400,000 worldwide, again, every topic, every language, every country, is not a lot if you compare that to, for instance, YouTube, which has a couple of million YouTube channels out there, or the tens of millions of blogs that are out there. So we're looking sort of into a blue ocean. And if you then really have a specific niche and you break it down, let's say you have a product that is appealing to a certain audience for a specific hobby, then you can basically find a very small market there, a very small number of competitors in this niche that are running a podcast. If you're really lucky, there might be no one in there. Now, generally, people, specifically if they have a hobby or an interest, they are always on the search for information about this topic. If you're selling products in this niche, even better. So how can you use this, or why would it make sense to build a podcast? First of all, you can build up a very close connection to your audience. Audio, or in this case, if you're watching this on YouTube, video is a much more personal channel or way to connect with your customers, with your clients, with your audience, than running Facebook ads, than posting text on blogs, and so on and so forth. So you really build up a connection. You build up a connection to a person that stands for the brand, that stands for what you stand for as a company or what you do. So that's definitely a huge benefit there. And as said, if you are in a very specific niche, you might be able to reach a lot of people very, very quickly on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or any of the other channels, because it's not as saturated as other marketing channels. Now, coming to the downside, why a podcast might be difficult to build. From a technical aspect, podcasting is very straightforward. It's very easy. You don't need to invest huge money. You can buy a half-decent microphone and a webcam for, I don't know, about $200, $250, and you might be set and you have a semi-professional setup. The rest is relatively easy, so there is no science to it when it comes to the technical part of podcasting. But building a podcast itself, it's a bit of a long-term plan. So it's nothing that you will see results overnight, but you need to be just consistent and publishing and pushing more episodes out on a regular basis, on a regular schedule, so that people really rely on you coming into their ear, for instance, like say once a week. And you want to be there a lot, because that's when people will recall your brand, your voice, your name, your podcast. If you only publish a podcast once a month, that might be not enough that people will remember you and will subscribe and come back. So I would recommend to have at least one episode per week. Now, there lies the problem. You might not have enough content or content ideas at this point to come up with an episode a week for every week of the year. So that's something where you need to look into your business and into what you do and what you want to provide to your audience if you can come up with enough content. And that should not be salesy content. So you don't want to have a ongoing sales pitch, but you want to provide helpful content. You want to provide something that your audience is interested in, that they can use in their life, in their business, and then connect that to your brand, to your product. And obviously, at the end of each episode, you can have a call to action where you basically ask people to sign up for the newsletter or for going to a specific promotion page or something like that. So my take on e-commerce and podcasting, I think it's a awesome opportunity for a lot of brands out there, but you need to make sure that you are willing to invest the time and that you are willing to do this on the long run. As said, a podcast is not a overnight success. It will take quite some time to be really out there. But on the other side, you might be lucky and reach your audience when other competitors of yours do not reach them. Because obviously having an audio podcast means that they are listening to the content when they are not necessarily connected to the interwebs and when they're not sitting in front of a computer and when they're not looking at the screen, because people listen to podcasts while they're doing the dishes, while they're commuting, while they're at the gym, and so on and so forth. And that's when you are in their ear with your message, with your story, with your brand. So let me know what you think about it. Leave a comment below the video or whatever app you use, or just message me directly. I want to know what you think about podcasting specifically for e-commerce brands, for D2C brands. Is that something that you have tried? Is that something that you have seen somewhere else? What do you think about it? Is it a good idea or not? That's it for this episode. Next episode, I will have a guest again on the show, and I catch you there. Have a good one. Hey, Klaus here. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the E-commerce Coffee Break podcast. Before you go, I'd like to ask two things from you. First, please help me with the algorithm so I can bring more impactful guests on the show. It will make it also easier for others to discover the podcast. Simply like, comment, and subscribe in the app you're using to listen to the podcast, and even better if you could leave a rating. Thanks again, and I catch you in the next episode. Have a good one.